Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and published best-selling author. Have you noticed that over the last few days you have more flyers, emails, envelopes in the mail, asking for charitable support? Can you donate here? Can you donate there? Can you do this? Can you do that? Well, 'tis the season. And I've titled this, 'tis the season for caring, sharing, and giving. So let me tell you what's been happening with me or us. I had at least 20 plus requests over the last few days to support people, charities, quote-unquote missions, whatnot. Well, there is no way anybody can support everybody. So I have decided with my husband together who we're going to support. And our philosophy is we're always helping family first and friends. And then when we have extra funds that we had allotted for helping out, we support some other valid charitable foundations. And I donate a lot of stuff to Dove for the homeless or for the people who domestic violence suffer from that. I have donated to the mission, rescue mission, in my hometown here. It's just wherever I can, if it's clothes or products or even if I want to do food and cans or whatever, I choose what works best for our finances and as well for the people who need it. So for this year, we have had several family members who needed support so far. And there is one family in particular who I love with all my heart. And it's a relatively big family, lovely family. And it seems like they're being attacked from left and right with negative things just because they've changed their lives around to be positive. And so that gives me the drive and the desire and the passion to help even more. So what I've been doing is, first of all, caring. Real, authentic caring. Listening. Hearing what they have to say and what they share with me. And then I can share with them what I know, whatever they want to know in that area. So I don't want to go and share about something that's not of their interest, but something that helps them. And then by giving, I'm not giving money. I decided that especially with a large family, there are other things that are more important than money. So what Hubby and I have been doing is been giving things such as a bread maker. But how can you make bread with a bread maker when you don't have the ingredients? So I took the ingredients and taught the family how to make their own bread. And oh my goodness, it is amazing. They love the recipe. They love to make the bread. They don't run out of it. They can actually make sure they always have something to eat in the house, and especially now in the winter months when it gets cold and icy and snowy. And I just think, and the house smells so good when you bake bread. I just thought that would be really a fun thing. And when I found out that you have to make bread almost every other day, one or two loaves, because it's a big family, we gave them a second bread maker so they can make two breads, two loaves at the same time, still making it three or four times a week at two loaves, but it's better than having to make one loaf after another. But they love it. And even the older children now, 8 years old, know how to make bread because we taught them. I taught the mom, and she taught the older girls now how to do it. And now it's trickling down. Pretty soon it's going to be a child that's 5 and who's getting older, going to be 6, whatnot, whatnot. And so this way, it is something like we can actually teach them, and trickling down from mom and dad to the children, to the oldest ones, to the middle, to the younger ones, one at a time. And they get to do something for the family and with the family to support one another. So it's not, I just bought them a loaf of bread and said, here, eat. Because that reminds me of the, I think it's a parable kind of, where it says, if you give a man a fish, he eats for a day. If you teach him how to fish, he eats for a lifetime. And that's the principle my husband and I are using with everything we do. So last week, I had so much fun. I was able to take potatoes, onions, garlic, celery, yams, and some other things up there. And I bought a big pot. I knew she had one, but I knew it wasn't big enough, so I bought a big pot. And I went over there as a surprise and said, here I am. Come on, guys, let's make some soup. And everybody who was there got involved. The 8-year-old was washing the veggies and stuff. My husband had already washed the big heavy-duty squashes and took the seeds out because we usually replant the seeds for more organic matter and for volunteer plants. So he did that already. But she washed the celery and she washed the green onions and she washed the onion and everything else. The 5 and the 3-year-old were allowed to separate and peel the garlic. And they had so much fun, and their little fingers could actually do a very good job. So the important thing I want to stress here is actually make it fun. Make the teaching fun and duplicable. So when you're gone and they can get some of the veggies and things, they can make their own soups that last for a while. Yeah, we added a few minor things like a little bit of the tomato Knorr as a base, but not too much because it's high in sodium. So I make it just lightly to flavor it. And with the onion and the garlic and all that stuff that we put in there. And then towards the end, some rice to thicken it some more. I was told it tasted really good and they can't wait to make another pot. It's actually an inexpensive way, a healthy, complete, delicious meal. I just learned how to make dried beans so they don't go bad. Up in the mountains, it's hard to cook certain things because of the altitude. And now with the pressure cooker, 22 to 25 minutes, and it's ready, and then you can add it to the soup. And those beans are pretty high in protein, so you don't need to go and buy expensive meat. You can make it relatively inexpensive, especially if you buy certain things down below and in bulk. And that's what we're doing now. So we're helping out by providing things they can use during the year that don't go bad. I bring weekly some groceries up or whatever that I can get down here for a third or a fifth of the price as they could get up there. And I get to spend time with them as an adopted grandma type thing and teach them something they can duplicate, something they enjoy. So just a few nights ago, they did have soup and homemade bread. So it was a homemade soup and a homemade bread. And they said it was a delicious dinner and everybody got enough to eat. And it makes me so happy when I get to teach them something, because I know they can duplicate it. The lessons that were taught during that particular, let's just go for the soup making thing more so than the bread making, because the soup has more things involved. So you use age appropriate activities. And then they used to socialize because they had to get along. Each of the children and the mom had their own activities to do, so we could actually make it as a family. So they learned to socialize. They learned to cook. We were having fun. We got to laugh and talk. We worked together. We learned to share. They learned to follow, especially the younger ones, to follow instructions. And it was a home activity. They learned to use the motor skills, the vision, communication. They will remember what they've done, and they can do it again. So these are just two things so far, and actually three. I taught them to make the whole wheat bread, and I went another time and taught them to make a cinnamon raisin bread for the holidays. And so now they have two different breads they can make, and they have the soup. So I'm braining for the next activity to go over and have some fun and get the whole family involved. Again, it's not giving money away that might or might not be used wisely, but it's to actually teach something that will last forever. They will remember. And the 8-year-old girls, they will remember, and they will be able to use that when they grow up. Because I learned to cook as a young child. There was a big family that I grew up with, and we had to pitch in, or we got to pitch in. At that time, it was a had to. Now I'm looking at it more as a got to, because it is to my benefit now, and now I get to teach others the same skills I had learned. And of course, in all those years in between, we've been modifying some things here and there. I remember my mom, it was after World War II, she used everything that was left over in the refrigerator and made, as we called it, Wochenrückblick-Suppe. That means a soup that had everything in it that was eaten during the week. So, of course, it was pureed. You can see what it was. At the end, it tasted all right, but you couldn't really identify what was in the soup. And I make it now out of fresh things, fresh veggies, fresh potatoes, fresh garlic, fresh onions, fresh yams, fresh everything except the dried beans, which I need to pre-cook. And there, too, there's a trick to it. So you don't have too much gas in it, because when you cook it, it releases gas. So if you put them in water first, and get it up to a boil for 3 minutes, let it rest for an hour, and then decant the water and really, really rinse the beans, and then put it in the soup to cook, then, or pre-cook in a pressure cooker for up there, and maybe not quite all the way. So instead of 22 to 25 minutes, you might just do it 15, and then you can finish cooking and homogenize with the rest of the veggies. That's going to sound so delicious. That I'm going to try probably next time. So having shared all those things, I wanted to share one other thing. I have a friend who is actually and was a very prominent speaker. He was teaching a lot of things. His name is Paul D. Cummings. And in April, on April 30th, 2016, he wrote a poem titled, Life is a Gift, Not a Game. The reason why this poem is so is more than twofold, but I can tell you right now, Paul suffered this year a stroke. out of the blue. He came home from Australia to visit his parents in Florida, and the next morning at 6:15, he had a stroke. And even though he has recovered from the stroke in pretty much 100%, he's doing really good, he suffered aphasia. And aphasia is actually a speech impediment. So he has to learn and retrain his brain to pronounce and enunciate words correctly, to build phrases. And he is doing so well. He's such an inspiration. So because of that, because he is who he is, such an inspiration and such an amazing person, I want to read the poem that he wrote because he sent it to me. And I did actually post it on my Facebook page under Denise Thompson. So if you want to get it from there or befriend me, that'd be awesome. So the poem, again, it says, "Life is a gift, not a game. I was greeted by a beautiful sunrise again today. What will I do with this gift come my way? There will be 86,400 powerful ticks of the clock. Each one makes a distinct sound as life's opportunities knock. What will I choose to plant today before I begin? I know that positive expectancy is life's best friend. Will I be open to the unlimited possibilities at every turn? One seed that I will plant is the desire to learn. How will I impact those I encounter today? My goal is simple, to make a difference in someone small way or in some small way. I will focus on these outcomes without refrain, for I know in my heart that life is truly a gift. It's not a game. Every single action I take is a part of my journey today. Life doesn't come with an eraser. Our actions are here to stay. My enthusiasm will be the emotion constantly kept on display. Any my energy and excitement will fuel my days. Joy and passion I choose to project, and my integrity values I will forever protect. My goals will remain indelibly indescribed in my mind, and I will cherish and I will honor this gift we call time. I will hustle and execute without one ounce of fear. As the words of my mother, anything is possible, ring through my ears. I will focus on these outcomes without refrain, because I know in my heart life is truly a gift and not a game. Where can my vision take me if I just believe? To whatever destination I have the courage to conceive. What shall I do when sometimes confronted with strife? Just remember, it's not about making a living. It's about making a life. A day of selfless giving, in my mind's eye, nothing feels better than doing what's right. I will be calm when chaos is in my midst. I will believe in my mission when others resist. When the climb gets steep, as it sometimes can, my faith and my belief will be my guiding hands. I will focus on the outcomes without refrain. Life is truly a gift. It's not a game. And so, again, that was written by Paul D. Cummings on April 30th, 2016. And I think there is so much value to this gift, to this poem, to the way he looks at life. And that was before the stroke. And now after the stroke, he even looks at it more deeply. I post most of his short videos. They're either 2 to 3 to maximum 5 minutes, and worth every second to listen to them. The shorter ones are after the aphasia, and the 5 minute ones are before. And he is a man of integrity, of sharing and caring, of giving part of his wisdom to us. That's why I honor this man. I appreciate him. And I got the opportunity to meet his mom. And she is just a jewel. So if we were a little bit more like Paul, like his mom, to reach out and help people, to do what we can, be so amazing. Again, if you go to my Facebook page, I have his poem posted there, and I have his morning coffee with Paul posted. And as I said, the shorter ones are after he suffered aphasia, which is the speech impediment, but he's doing so amazing because he is determined to get back on track 100%. And in my opinion, he already is there. His speech is just a little bit slower, but his words are clear. His meaning is deep and of extreme value. And if we all were just to give a little bit more of ourselves and love each other for who they are and not who we want them to be. So over the last few weeks, I actually offered a free gift, which is a free health assessment for anybody who wants to share the gift of health with someone they love or with themselves. You never know. Maybe the doctor said you need to lose some weight or you need to go on cholesterol medication or on high blood pressure medication or you are pre-diabetic or whatnot, whatnot. Honestly, the gift I'm offering, if you want to accept it full-heartedly, is just amazing. It has helped me to get out of pre-diabetes. I'm totally healthy. No more cholesterol issues, no more blood sugar issues, and definitely no blood pressure issues. I have also written a book, which is the bestseller. And if you go to Amazon.com and just put my name in, Denise Thompson, it will pop right up in either Kindle form for $2.99 or in paperback for $6.99, I think. Or if you want it from me and autographed, you can let me know. You can send me a check for $10. If you're in the Arbor, give me a check for $10 if you're in the area and I can just hand it to you. Or if I need to ship it, $15, so it covers the shipping because I want to make sure it doesn't get crinkled. So anyhow, the free gift that I'm offering again, and I will not stop offering that, is a 30-minute free health assessment. If you or someone you know wants to take me up on it, either email me at dythompson@gmail.com, and I was able to hyperlink that in the subject line, BTR for Blog Talk Radio, 12/6/2018, which is today's date. So I know that this is a real email, not something from the spam. Or you can text me or voicemail me at 562-335-4956. And leave me your name and phone number and a clear message so I can call you back within 24 to 48 hours and set up an appointment or answer your question, whatever it is. If you want to be on the show with me because you have something to share that you care about, that you're passionate about, and that has to do with healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances, which all of this does. Because if you don't have enough food, or not healthy food, your brain does not function right. Your body caves in. You get sick. And there's the catch 22. It's really a devil's circle. And that's what I want to prevent. That's why I am so passionate about what I'm doing, what I'm sharing, and by doing this particular show. And I want to help reach out and touch someone, as AT&T said. And I am taking this very seriously. So if you do too, and you want help, or you need, you know, somebody who wants to learn better ways of living, please have them get in touch with me so I can talk to them. And again, I'll do a 30-minute free health assessment to see if I can help. And when I can, yes, we can move on from there. And if I can't, I might just have to correct referral for them. I know a lot of people, and my main goal is just to make sure that everybody gets healthier and happier, so we don't have to put the money on the table for doctor visits, for medications, for things that are not necessary, but we can invest in our health and make sure we can help our friends and family to be healthy too. So I think I've shared enough for right now. That is for December 6th, which is actually Santa Claus Day in Switzerland today. And so I just wish everybody a most wonderful holiday season. Last Sunday was the first of Advent. This Sunday is the second one. I don't know if everybody is celebrating it, but if you do, happy holiday season. And get ready for a very Merry Christmas and even a happier and healthier New Year. Having said all that, I wish you a very happy week. Stay healthy, warm, and empowered. And please feel free to contact me at the two things that I gave you, email and phone, if you have something to contribute or to ask. Everybody, be blessed.